الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه كما يحب ربنا ويرضى، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبعد. أعوان الإخوان بإذن الله تبارك وتعالى to bring a piece of advice that was given by the noble Sheikh Ahmed al-Najmi rahimahullah ta'ala. By Allah's permission, this weekend we had the opportunity to speak regarding the afterlife. And we read, Ya Ikhwan, Allah yabarik fikum, from the hadith of the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-Bara' ibn Azib. The long narration regarding what happens after death in the grave from the three questions. And I wanted Ikhwan just to read quickly a tremendous piece of advice from Sheikh Ahmed al-Najmi in his explanation of Kitab al-Sunnah from the Sunnah of Abi Dawood rahimahullah ta'ala. And this is regarding Ikhwan that when the believer dies and he is placed in his grave and that angel comes to him and he says, ما كنت تعبد, what did you used to worship? And as Shaykh Abdul Muhsin mentions, Ikhwan, the one who was given tawfiq, that believer, he will say Allah. He will answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then it will be said to him, وَمَا تَقُولُ فِي هَذَا الرَّجُلِ, and what do you say regarding this man? Meaning Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he will say, عَبْدَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولُهُ, the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger. And he will receive, Ikhwan, from the na'im of the grave, from the pleasures of the grave. But as for the disbeliever, in the narration, when he is placed in his grave and that angel comes to him and says to him, مَا كُنْتَ تَعْبُدْ, what did you used to worship? And he will say, لَا أَدْرِي, he will say, I don't know. And that angel will say to him, Ikhwan, as is found in the narration, مَا دَرَيْتْ وَمَا تَلَيْتْ, you didn't know, as Sheikh Ahmed Najmi will explain the meaning of you didn't know, meaning you didn't strive to know, you didn't try to learn, you didn't try to find out the answer that would give you the correct understanding. وَمَا تَلَيْتْ, and nor did you follow the people of righteousness, but rather you followed the people of shar, the people of evil, the people of shirk, the people of innovation. So the Sheikh, he says, Ikhwan, Sheikh Ahmed Najmi, معنى قوله لا دريت يعني أنك لم تبحث عما يدلك على الدراية. He said, you did not search after that which would point you in the direction of proper understanding. That which would give you proper understanding. لم تبحث على العلم الذي ينفعك. You did not search for knowledge that would benefit you. And what we understand from this, يا إخوان, الله يبارك فيكم, is that there is knowledge that does not benefit. For certainly the Messenger of Allah Muhammad ﷺ, in the narration, he made dua, he supplicated Ikhwan, and sought a refuge from three things. And from them, Ya Ikhwan, ilmun la yanfa', from knowledge that does not benefit. From knowledge that does not benefit. And then Shaykh Ahmed Najmi, Ikhwan, he says, وَكَذَلِكَ لَمْ تَتْلُوا كِتَابَ اللَّهِ, and similarly, you did not read the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنَّمَا حَرِسْتْ عَلَى غَيْرِهِ, but rather you were concerned with other than that. You were diligent in seeking other than that from knowledge. فَلِذَلِكَ عُقِبْتَ بِهَذِهِ الْمُعَاقَبَةِ, and therefore you have received this recompense. This is what you have been given because of your lack of concern, your lack of striving to find proper knowledge. لعدم اهتمامك بما ينفعك في آخرتك, because of your lack of concern for that which would benefit you in your afterlife. And then the Shaykh, he says, إخوان, وإنك لا ترى كثير من الناس اليوم يحرص على الجريدة يشتريها يوميا ويقرأ الأخبار التي فيها. And then the Shaykh says, you will see many today who are diligent to buy the newspaper every single day and to read what is found in that newspaper from information. Now, I mentioned this earlier, Ya Ikhwan, and I reiterate. The Shaykh is mentioning this how many years ago? That you will find the people, Ikhwan, and we know of a people who are so concerned, Ikhwan, with that which they find in the newspapers. And nowadays, Ikhwan, we find upon the internet and we find upon the cell phones from social media. The people have lost their minds. And to the point where, Ikhwan, as we had mentioned earlier, a person wakes in the morning to social media. The first thing he does when he wakes in the morning is go to the social media websites. And the last thing he does before going to bed is go to the social media websites. Concerned with posting. Concerned with scrolling. Where is his concern, Ikhwan, with that knowledge that will benefit him or her for the Akhirah? And this is something, Ikhwan, that we should be concerned with our children as well. But we talked about this before, Ikhwan, when the Messenger of Allah Muhammad asked that slave girl, in Allah, where is Allah? She said, Fis-sama, above the heavens. Sheikh Al-Albani made a point. He said, this slave girl was far away from the circles and the ceilings of the Messenger of Allah Muhammad. She was busy tending to the flock. But even her, Ikhwan, being far away from those circles of learning, she understood the Aqidah Sahiha. She understood the correct creed in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many of us, Ikhwan, if we asked our children right now to give us evidence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above His throne, how many of our children can give us one ayah or one hadith? How many of us, Ya Ikhwan, Allah yabarak fikum, could give one ayah or one hadith? So this ihtimam, this concern, this due diligence, Ikhwan, is something that we must concern ourselves with. As the Shaykh said, not like those, Ikhwan, who are diligent as it relates to the reading of the newspaper and finding out what is taking place therein. وَرُبَّمَا أَنَّهُ يَمُرُّ عَلَيْهِ شَهْرٌ وَلَا يَفْتَحْ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ. And he said, Ikhwan, perhaps a month will pass this person and they did not open the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not one time. As we said, Ikhwan, opening the cell phone, looking at what is on Facebook, opening the cell phone, looking at what is on Twitter, opening the cell phone, concerned about Instagram and the memes. But perhaps they have not opened the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a month, and that is being generous. Perhaps some have not opened the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 6 months, or maybe since Ramadan. So we see, Ya Ikhwan, Allah yabarak fikum, the Shaykh is mentioning here, those who concern themselves with the daily actions or the daily activities of the newspaper, they do not open the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا يَقْرَأَهُ. And they don't read it. وَلَا يَتَأَمَّلْ فِيهِ. And they don't consider the Quran. They don't contemplate what is in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have been commanded, Ikhwan, to contemplate over the verses of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Shaykh, he says, فَهَذَا يُخَافِ عَلِيهِ. The likes of this one, we fear for that person. And what do we say, Ikhwan, about the person, as we said, who are so concerned with these things? And we're not exaggerating, Ikhwan, that some people, Ikhwan, are so concerned, so obsessed with these cell phones, Ikhwan, that they don't concern themselves with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They haven't cracked Kitab al-Tawheed. They haven't cracked Sahih al-Bukhari. No, they haven't cracked the books of ilm, Ya Ikhwan. Because they are obsessed with what is going on with social media. And then when you call them away from these things and you warn them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they say those brothers are extreme. Well, Shaykhana Shaykh Muqbil rahimahullah ta'ala, Ya Ikhwan, he made a tremendous point. It should not be said about a person that he is extreme, Ikhwan, who warns from someone from that which is haram in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So someone says to you, Ya Akhi, riba is haram, interest is haram, don't deal in the interest. And they say to you, Ya Akhi, stop being extreme. Or you say to the person, you say to the woman, Ya Ukhti, you should cover yourself in the manner and the fashion that you have been commanded with. And the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not permissible for you to display your beauty in this manner. And the people, they say, this person is extreme. Shaykhuna Shaykh Muqbil, rahimahullah ta'ala, Ya Ikhwan, he mentioned this is not being extreme. Rather, Ikhwan, the people who do not understand obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are those who see this to be extreme. So the Shaykh says, we are concerned and we fear for the likes of this person. Because this is considered neglect of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. and concerning oneself with that which will not benefit them, أَيَكُنْ نَفِعُهُ قَلِيلًا, or the benefit of that thing, ikhwan, is very little. And sometimes the people say, ya akhi, I look upon the social media because I can find out what's going on with my relatives. I can find out what's going on with friends that I haven't seen in years. Now, so the Shaykh, he says, ikhwan, they concern themselves with that which is of no benefit or that which is of little benefit. وَإِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ وَاللَّهِ إِنَّكَ لَتَتَعَجَّلْ لَوَ أَعْتَيْتَ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمْ كِتَابٍ يَقْرَأَهُ يَنْتَفِعَ مِنْهُ فِي عَقِيدَتِهِ وَيَنْتَفِعَ مِنْهُ فِي تَقْوِيَةِ إِيمَانِهِ رُبَّمَا أَنَّهُ يَأْخُذُهُ مِنْكَ وَيَرْمِيهِ. The Shaykh, he says, رَحِمَهَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, إِخْوَان, you would be amazed at one of these individuals that if you were to give them a book to benefit from, you gave them a book, for example, in the Aqeedah, so they could benefit in the Aqeedah. Or you give them a book, ikhwan, that may increase them in their iman. The Shaykh says perhaps they would take that book from you, وَيَرْمِيهِ, and they would toss it to the side. Not even concern themselves with it, ikhwan. He says, وَلَا يَنْظُرْ فِيهِ, and not even look inside of the book, ikhwan. وَرُبَّمَا أَنَّهُ لَا يَخُذُهُ مِنْكَ وَلَا يَقْبَلُهُ مِنْكَ. And perhaps there are those who would not even take the book from you and would not even accept it. This, ikhwan, is because some of the people have become so obsessed, so concerned, ikhwan, as we have said, with that which goes on with social media. And that which goes on, ikhwan, on these phones and the likes of this, and to the people, ikhwan, have neglected that which is found from knowledge in the book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And sometimes, ikhwan, you find them with some of these yani means that even make mockery of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You find them laughing at memes, ikhwan, that make mockery of plural marriage, for example, or make mockery of affairs of covering proper dress of our sisters and the likes of this. You find the people yani passing these memes around and laughing at these memes. What is this, ya ikhwan, Allah ibarik fikum? They have neglected the reading in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the books of the Sunnah, the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and concerning themselves with beneficial knowledge. And as we said, ikhwan, perhaps they would not even accept these books from you if you gave them to them. The Shaykh, he says in conclusion, وَإِنِّي لَأَدْعُوا هَؤُلَىٰ أَنْ يَعْتَنُوا بِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ. He said, and I call them, I invite these individuals to concern themselves with the book of Allah. When ya'tanu bi sunnati Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that they concern themselves with the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa ya'tanu billadhi yanfa'uhum 'inda Allah, and that they concern themselves with that which will be a benefit for them in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khayluhum min al-akhbar allati la tufid al-'abd fi akhiratihi shay'an. He said, it is better then that which they will find from this news that will be of no benefit for them in their afterlife. وَإِنَّمَا هِيَ لَهْوٌ, and rather, ikhwan, it is empty speech and vain speech that the people have involved themselves in. وَإِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ وَبِاللَّهِ التَّوْفِيقِ. And the Shaykh says, from Allah we come and to Allah we return, and success is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. جزاكم الله خير.
الحمد لله رب العالمين حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه كما يحب ربنا ويرضاه. واشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد, I'd like to close with some words of Imam Ibn al-Qayyim رحمه الله تعالى, and I think it can summarize a lot of what has been said prior to me, from the benefits, alhamdulillah, that we heard from our brothers. May Allah Azza wa Jalla reward them with good. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, Kamal al-insan madaruhu ala aslain. The perfection of any individual revolves around two things: the perfection of any individual revolves around two things. Now, every Muslim wants to better themselves. Every Muslim wants to better his family. So what are these two things that complete an individual? He said, ma'rifatu al-haq min al-batil, knowing truth from falsehood, al-ilm, wa itharuhu alayh, and giving preference to that knowledge of truth in implementation and action over everything else. Brothers and sisters, that is a very important statement. And there are many evidences to support that from the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To the extent that Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he divided the people into four categories as it pertains to these two foundational affairs. He said that al-qism al-awwal, the first group of people, ashrafahum, the most noble of the creation, wa akramahum indallah, and the most noble of those before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And who are they? They are those who have knowledge of the truth and they implement it. They have al-quwwa fi ma'rifat al-haq min al-batil. They have strength in the area of knowing truth from falsehood. And likewise, they have quwwa fi tanfidihi, and they have the strength to implement it. May Allah Azza wa Jalla make us from amongst them. The second group of people, man la basirata lahum fi ma'rifat al-haq, وَلَا قُوَّةَ عَلَى تَنْفِيذِ الْحَقِّ, those who have no strength as it pertains to understanding the truth, they're weak in this area. And they are weak in the implementation of the truth. And they are the worst of the four categories. But Ibn al-Qayyim said, this category, أَكْثَرُ الْخَلْقِ, is the majority of the creation. And he described them as an eyesore, subhanAllah al-Azim. The third group of people, of Qism al-Thalith, من له بصيرة, من له بصيرة في معرفة الحق. He has knowledge as it pertains to knowing the truth, knowing what is guidance, recognizing truth from falsehood. لكنه ضعيف على تنفيذه, but he's weak in his implementation. He's weak in calling to it and inviting to it. He said, وَهَذَا حَالَ الْمُؤْمِنَ الضَّعِيفِ, and this is the condition of the weak believer. And that reminds us of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, min hadithi Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, الْمُؤْمِنَ الْقَوِي خَيْرٌ وَأَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنَ الضَّعِيفِ وَفِي كُلٍ خَيْرٌ. The strong believer, as Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen said, strength here is a sifat of what? An attribute of the believer in terms of iman, not physical strength. Al-mu'min al-qawi, the strong believer is better and more beloved to Allah than the weak believer, and in both of them are good. But listen to what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said next. Advice, golden advice. Ihris ala ma yanfa'uka wasta'in billah wa la ta'jaz. Focus upon what is beneficial to you. Focus upon seeking knowledge and acting upon that knowledge and going in search of that knowledge. Focus upon your creed. Focus upon learning about your prayer. Focus about learning your religion. Focus upon that. Wasta'in billah. Do not think you can do it alone. Seek the aid of Allah Azza wa Jal. And do not be lazy. Do not be lazy. Brothers and sisters, the way of the Salaf, if we look at them and their diligence in seeking knowledge, from the Sahaba onwards, لا مثال له. And this slot here, the slot that we have, is normally for Kitab al-Tawheed. And I always encourage the brothers and the sisters to be diligent in learning their religion. Learn the Arabic language. Because the Arabic language is the key to understand the Quran and the Sunnah. Learn the sciences of the religion. We need du'at. We need callers. We need scholars. More than we need chemists.
more than we need doctors, more than we need lawyers. One of the Salaf, he said, دين النبي محمد أخبار نعم المطية للفتاء آثار لا ترغبن عن الحديث وأهله فالرأي ليل والحديث نهار ولا ربما جهل الفتى سبل الهدى والشمس بازغة ولها أنوار. He said what? دين النبي محمد أخبار. The religion of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is narrations, ahadith. قال الله قال رسول الله قال الصحابة. That is what you find in the sittings of the people of the Sunnah. What a great means. This is for the young person who learns these things. لا ترغبن عن الحديث وأهله. Don't turn away from the seeking the hadith, knowledge of the hadith, and who? The people of hadith. If you find their gatherings, even if you have to ride on the back of a camel, get on that camel and find them and go and sit with them. وَلَا رُبَّمَا جَهِلَ الْفَتَى سُبَلَ الْهُدَى وَالشَّمْسُ بَازِغَةٌ وَلَهَا أَنْوَارُ. It's possible that the young person, he may be unaware of the path of guidance, but the sun is clear in the sky. And it has rays. The sun is clear in the sky. What? The sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. تَرَكْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْبَيْضَاءِ لَيْلُّهَا كَنَهَارِهَا لَا يَزِيغُ عَنْهَا إِلَّا هَالِكَ. I've left you upon clear guidance. Its night is like its day. No one deviates from it except that they are destroyed. Al-Qism al-Rabi', the fourth group of people, as mentioned by Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah. لَهُ قُوَّ وَهِمَّ. He has strength and determination. على تنفيذ الحق, to act and implement the truth. He has a thirst to implement the truth. ولكنه ضعيف البصيرة, but he's weak in his understanding of the religion. سبحان الله العظيم. He's weak in his understanding of the religion. Do you know what Ibn al-Qayyim, and this is a summary of his words, and I advise the brothers and sisters to return back to them for a precise quotation of those words. He said, يكاد أحدهم لا يميز بين أولياء الشيطان وأولياء الرحمن. He said, you will find one of them, they can almost never distinguish between the allies of the devil and the allies of the most merciful. They're always confused. How many people are like that in this time? How many people are confused? أخي من يعني مصيب في هذه المسألة. Who's correct in this? Who's right? من المخطي? Who's incorrect? Look at Al-Qism al-Rabi'. He has quwwa and himma. SubhanAllah, that's the one who has quwwa. He has the determination and the zeal to do good. He wants to act. He acts in implementation of what he knows. وَلَكِنُّهُ ضَعِيفَ الْبَصِيرَةِ. He's weak in his understanding of the religion. He's weak in his understanding of the religion. So this person, Ibn al-Qayyim, he said, يَكَادُ أَحَدُهُمْ, you will find that almost they can nearly never distinguish between the awliya of Allah and the awliya of the shaitan. Always confused. Who's right? Who's wrong? And then all they can mention, oh, this sheikh, he said this. This sheikh, he said that. And you're left with just statements of mashayikh. What do I do? I'll give an example. Brother Fareed was there, alhamdulillah, from amongst min ikhwan and our brothers, and I'll close with this. The brothers, jazamullah khair, and had a small dispute about the issue of how to line up, whether you join the ankles or you don't join the ankles. And one of the brothers said, well, Sheikh, Fulan said such and such, rahimahullah. The other brother said, well, Sheikh, Fulan said such and such, hafidahullah. So I asked the brother a question. Whose statement do we give precedence over the statement of everyone else? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What does he say? Brothers and sisters, if we want to avoid being confused, if we want a way out from al-fitan, we have to learn our religion. I don't want you to have to wait for me to translate a book. I want you to be able to read that book for yourself. I don't want you to have to rely upon someone else. If we make a mistake, inshallah, we want brothers, we want even sisters to correct us. Shaykhana Shaykh Muqbil rahimahullah ta'ala, that was his way. دَائِمًا كَانَ يُكَرِّ. He always used to repeat, I don't call any of you to blind follow me. Wallahi, we don't call any of the brothers and sisters to blind follow any of us.
We are not deserving to be blind followed. If Ibn Abbas he said, I say to you, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and you say to me, Abu Bakr said and Umar said, I fear that stones will fall upon you from the heavens. How can you blind follow masakeen like us? Subhanallah al-Azim. The Shaykh, he said, I want you to be writers. This was the students, encouragement to his students, always, I want you to be writers. I want you to be researchers. I want you to be strong in grammar. I want you to be strong in hadith. Don't blind follow my ruling on the hadith. Get the tool so you can go away and learn it. Ikhwan, should we not have this attitude when we're learning our religion? This is our deen, it's precious. Turn away from the qeel and qal. He said, she said. He's talking about this one. She's talking about that one. Who cares? Let's focus on learning our religion. Sufyan al-Thawri, he said, Al-Isnad Silah al-Muslim. فَإِذَا لَمْ يَكُنْ مَعُوا سِلَاحْ فَبِأَيِّ شَيْنْ يُقَاتِلْ The isnad, ilm al-hadith, knowledge of the religion is the weapon of the believer. If you don't have that weapon, what do you fight with? Just your emotions? Or I like you, so I'm going to walk with you? Or I dislike you, so I'm going to turn away from you? It's too much kalam, ikhwan, in this time. But alhamdulillah, there's a major task ahead. We have our children, we have our families, we have our brothers, we have our sisters. But alhamdulillah, the opportunity is great. The da'wah is spreading in the face of all of these challenges, alhamdulillah, and the tawfiq is from Allah Azza wa Jal, not from any of us. But alhamdulillah, we can make it better. They need brothers to give khutbah. Abu Muhammad said to me today, the brothers in Florida, they're looking for an imam. We need qualified individuals. This is not an exclusive club. No, we want more brothers to be qualified and to be wise in their approach to the da'wah. We want brothers to be better than us. Let's not be shay, we're nothing. Brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah, let's get serious in learning and being, inshallah, a'wan, encouragements for one another and supporting one another in that. وَجَزَاكُمْ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا وَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ فِيكُمْ وَفَقَنَ اللَّهُ وَإِيَّاكُمْ And we thank our guests, our brother Fareed and Abu Muhammad, جَزَاهُمْ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا, you know, for taking the time to come and benefit us with these words, and likewise, Abu Hassan, جَزَاهُمْ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا, and also our guests, the brothers, many brothers from Florida, from all over the U.S., Alhamdulillah, a sign that the da'wah is growing. And we hope that in those areas, likewise Kansas City, Missouri, we're not going to forget you, Muhammad. Jazakumullah khairan. But in Florida, Akhuna Sharif, with these brothers in these areas, they require people to go and teach. To teach the people, give khutbah, teach Quran, teach the Arabic language. One person can't do everything on his own. نعم وسبحانك وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك